Well, hello. This is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I'm going to answer a question. What should I call you? I know it seems kind of silly. Maybe if you've been calling me for a long time, you already know what I want you to call me, but maybe this is your first time, or maybe you're a little nervous and you want to make sure you get it right. Well, let me tell you, first of all, there's nothing that you're going to do that's going to be wrong. And if you do something wrong, I'll put you in your place. But let me just tell you that the first thing you should know is that you can just call me Scarlett. That's my name. I always love being called Scarlett, especially in the start of our relationship. And then as we get to know each other, we'll figure it out and we'll find out, is there something else that you should be calling me? Is there another name that you could address me as, you know? So I've gone through in my blog today and I've written a few different examples of things that people have called me in the past or names that I enjoy and why. For example, mistress. Okay. This is something that mainly submissive men might call me, someone who's a lifestyle BDSM person or into DS or fetish. You might want to call me mistress. You've probably seen and heard the term enchantrix or empress if you've been on the LDW websites, because that's just kind of like a coverall term and it really covers any woman that you're going to call here at our service. And again, it'll change over time. Let's see. Oh, I really love the term goddess and queen. Just saying that makes me feel that power. Goddess, queen. Okay. So that's a term of endearment for a female that you want to put on a pedestal. Maybe you want to worship my body. Maybe you want, maybe you just want to feel what it might feel like to be on your knees in front of me. What about princess or miss? These are a little more playful. These are a little different. These are for men that want to spoil me, pamper me, adore me. Okay. Then there's things like cuckoldress. That kind of explains itself. If it doesn't, then ask me. And owner. Now, this is rarely used because I truly don't just own someone right away. It can take a long time. It can even take years. Okay. If you're owned by me, you know it because, well, you're my pet. Now, there are lots of other terms that you've probably heard, like lady, humiliatrix, courtesan, dame, cock tease, dominatrix. Okay. But what's right for us? Let's find out. Let's have a call. Let's have a chat and we will figure it out. Believe me. Now, I want to give you a little heads up because I think my next blog post is going to be, what would you like me to call you? Do you want me to call you slave, pet, plaything, slut? That's going to be a playful blog post, and that'll be coming to you very soon. Again, this is Scarlett from The Scarlet Mistress, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.